With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and today we're making a return visit to the program archives to hear a broadcast by Richard Gladwell, this show's original host and creator. Richard loved the English choral tradition wherever it occurred. He brought his passion for sacred choral music with him to the United States in 1955 and shared it with radio listeners for over 50 years. This week's program was originally broadcast in April 2001 and features music by Maxim Kovalevsky, John Rutter, Grayston Ives, and Franz Joseph Haydn. Here's Richard Gladwell to tell us about this program.
Giovanni Moriandi isn't a name you hear every day, but he was an Italian organist and lived between the years 1777 and 1856. He held the position of organist at the cathedral in Senigallia. He wrote quite a few organ compositions, including 12 books of sonatas, pastorals, offertories, and marches. But one of his more popular pieces, particularly in Britain, is the Bel Rondo. And here to start the program is organist Christopher Lindley, who is the director of music for Leeds Parish Church and is also the Leeds City organist and presides over the organ of Leeds Town Hall. This is the organ you're going to hear now in the Bel Rondo by Giovanni Moriandi.
Thank you.
And that was organist Christopher Lindley playing the organ of Leeds Town Hall in the Bel Rondo by the Italian organist and composer Giovanni Moriendi. We'll hear more of this organ further along in the programme. I must confess as to not having heard of the Lima Liturgy until I purchased a CD of this liturgy as set by Maxim Kowalski. From the notes that I read, the liturgy stems from the convening in Lima, Peru, in 1982, of the Faith and Order Commission of the World Council of Churches, who met there and agreed to an ecumenical text pointing to the broad areas of convergence on the subjects of baptism, Eucharist, and ministry. Protestant, Orthodox, and Roman Catholic theologians all contributed in the compilation of this document. So the Lima Liturgy is in part a purely textual document containing all the parts of the classic Mass. The Russian composer Maxim Kowalski set the text, and we hear from it now the Gloria and Credo, performed by the Johannes Cantorei of Tübingen.
Lasst uns nun in Gemeinschaft mit der ganzen Christenheit und allen, die auf den einen Gott vertrauen, unseren Glauben
The Gloria and Credo from the Lima Liturgy, set by Maxim Kowalski. Quite nice music, I thought. And it was rendered by the Johannes Cantorei of Tübingen in Germany. You are listening to With Heart and Voice. Sing Ye Heavens, Hymns for All Times, is the title of John Rutter's latest CD, featuring the Cambridge Singers. I've chosen a couple of well-known hymns from the collection. First, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, which is sung to the tune St. Columba, followed by the hymn by John Newton, Amazing Grace, both arranged by John Rutter. Now, without the fear of offending anyone, Amazing Grace, I think, is sung and played much too often, but I think Rutter's arrangement gives it a new and refreshing look. Here are the Cambridge Singers, then, directed by John Rutter. The harpist is Thelma Owen.
Thank you.
two hymns arranged by John Rutter and performed by the Cambridge Singers. We just heard Amazing Grace, and before that, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Today we're making another visit to the With Heart and Voice program archives to hear a program originally broadcast in April 2001. It's such a privilege to share this broadcast by Richard Gladwell, who passed away on October 15, 2009. Coming up, we'll hear a setting of the Magnificat by Grace Den Ives and a motet by Franz Joseph Haydn. I'm Peter Dubois, and you're listening to With Heart and Voice.
If sung well, Anglican chant can be a very effective way of singing the Psalms. The Anglican chant dates from the Restoration period and is commonly said to derive from Gregorian chant. Anglican chant differs essentially from the Gregorian in two ways. Anglican chant is usually sung in harmony, and the prolonged or reciting notes of indefinite duration may be in any pitch, unlike Gregorian, where the reading note or the reciting note is invariably in the dominant of the mode. Let us listen to the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, as they sing Psalm 81, Sing We Merrily Unto God, which is set by Robert Philip Goodenough. Psalm 81, Sing We Merrily Unto God, as set in Anglican chant by the Reverend Robert Philip Goodenough, and sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, conducted by John Scott with Andrew Lucas at the cathedral organ. For your information, the complete book of Psalms has now been recorded by this famous choir on 12 CDs, and I have them all in my collection, and I hope to be able to play some of them in forthcoming With Heart and Voice programs. Grayston Ives was one of the members of the King's Singers, a very famous and very popular English singing group. Grayston Ives is now the choir master of the chapel at Magdalen College in Oxford, and he's quite the composer of organ and choral music. And the Magnificat you will hear now was commissioned by the Collegiate Church of St. Mary Warwick. This is the choir that will now sing his Magnificat. The director of music there is Mark Shepherd, at the organ, Kevin Boyer.
Thank you.
A setting of the evening canticle, the Magnificat, My Soul Doth Magnify the Lord, by Grayston Ives, and sung by the choir of St. Mary Warwick. I said earlier that we would go back to hearing more of the Leeds Town Hall organ played by Simon Lindley. This piece is just about 3 minutes or so long and is called La Leggere and was composed by Joseph Fiocco, who, despite his Italian name, was born in the Netherlands in 1703. For 6 years, he was the organist of Antwerp Cathedral, and he wrote mainly music for the harpsichord. La Leggere, composed by Fiocco and played by organist Simon Lindley on the organ of Leeds Town Hall. We'll have another chance to hear this organ at the close of the programme. You are listening to With Heart and Voice. And now to music of Franz Joseph Haydn and the motet Insane et Vane Cure. Insane and Idle Cares Invade Our Minds is the English translation. The music is actually from a chorus from Haydn's oratorio, Il Ritorno di Tobia. He later sanctioned a Latin arrangement of the chorus with the words Insane et Vane Cure, and also changing the orchestration. And here it is, sung by the Tulsa Boys Choir, accompanied by Tafel Music, led by Bruno Weil. And that was the motet Insane et Vane Cure by Franz Joseph Haydn, sung by the Tolsa Boys Choir, accompanied by Tafel Music. We'll close with organ music once again and the Leeds Town Hall organ. This is a piece of light music by the English composer Robert Byng called Elizabethan Serenade. It is arranged for the organ by Simon Lindley.
John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers in his own setting of the text, "The Lord Bless You and Keep You." Earlier, Ronald Bing's Elizabethan Serenade was played by Simon Lindley on the Leeds Town Hall organ. Thank you for joining me for this special exploration of the With Heart and Voice archives. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Richard Gladwell in this program from April 2001. All of the selections on today's program are from the Richard Gladwell Collection. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.